el Abshar Atefeha Charity Institute, cuyo sonido tampoco es apto para la interpretación y por demás nocivo para los oídos de los intérpretes.
Right to development with other human rights is obvious. Enhancement of the right to development has a central role in international peace and security. We call for comprehensive reforms in global governance and international economic and financial systems to facilitate equitable development for all. We condemn imposition of unilateral coercive measures as significant obstacles to the right to development. We believe that integrating the right to development into the processes, policies, and activities of United Nations agencies and international financial institutions will partially mitigate the continuous ignorance of human rights by sanctioning states. We support the mandate of the EMRTD and note the recent report that cites several member states and stakeholders who considered unilateral coercive measures as obstacles to the right to development. Mr. President, we ask distinguished members of the EMRTD to conduct a study on the ways that economic war and illegal unilateral coercive measures negatively affect individual and collective dimensions of the right to development while benefiting from the works of the Special Rapporteur on Unilateral Coercive Measures, which has shed more light on the comprehensive mal effects of sanctions on the enjoyment of right to development in developing countries.